Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Thank you.
Ah, memories.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
You can even say they are. Thank you, Cole. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, the show that takes 2 hours out of your life and tries to make them entertaining, or if you don't want to be entertained, then you could just sit and watch 2 hours of the Food Saver Vacuum Sealer infomercial. That being said, with probably the worst intro that I've ever done, let's meet the panel. In the number one seed, we have Staff Boy Josh Henniger.
Good evening, everyone from Greenville, Ohio, pretty much the headquarters of all your news for January 4th and Raw. Impact Patui.
Thank you, Iron Sheik. Then in the number two spot is the person who is home to the collapsing New York football Giants, Jason Block.
You said just a second ago there was a worst intro that you've ever done. You've actually done a good one.
Oh. Al Capone.
Whoa! Just because you have the control button doesn't make my joke any less truthful.
You gotta.
Ow! Sick! Heal! Too early!
Yeah.
Hey, too soon! Too soon!
Too soon, yes.
Hey, Jason, weren't you the one who enjoyed the Price is Right intro?
You know what? I'm sorry. You're right. There were two. The Price is Right and the Yankees. So you know what? I'm sorry. That was just a bad line. How's that? It was an easy line. That's better. There we go.
All right. And the third spot from also from New York, the home to the struggling New York Jets, and the new home to Curtis Granderson, VRM.
Actually, I'm back in Jersey now because I'm done with this. Thinking semester, finally.
There you go. A little Christmas action.
Yeah, 5 weeks. Hoping the Giants get a win and
you
the Saints get
lucky.
Destroyed tomorrow. Hoping the Cowboys get destroyed tomorrow night by the Saints.
They will.
I hope Colston gets 3 touchdowns because I need to make up for what Dallas Clark did last night. Then for Texas, we have Typho.
I think that that intro killed the crowd quicker than a Dennis Miller monologue in front of a Raw crowd.
Ooh.
Ow!
Wow! Okay!
And from Columbus, Ohio, where, Nikki, I'll talk to you more about Columbus after the show, we have Nikki Haman.
I'm hoping to also be in Dayton somewhere around January 4th. Josh, you can do play-by-play. I'll be happy to be your color commentator.
Aye, aye, Captain.
And finally, from Leesburg, New Jersey, he is the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, Diamond Jim Williams.
Diamond Jim, what, huh? Threw me a curveball. Yeah, just skosh. Good evening, folks.
Good evening.
Bend down the hatches, get the French toast ready, big blizzard coming.
Oh, yes.
So and I expect Lawrence Maroney to run for two touchdowns against the, who are they facing again?
Who cares? It's the Pats. They suck.
Buffalo. Yeah, they're playing Buffalo, and I have Buffalo to win that game, so.
Oh, wait.
And, Jim, for having Buffalo in that game, Gilbert?
Not so fast, my friend. Buffalo, not to get off on a rant here, cha-cha, man, but, you know, the England Patriots on the road are about as effective as a one-legged man trying to do push-ups in a cha-cha. I'm sorry, I can't do Dennis Miller.
Yeah, can we get back to the wrestling? Yeah, thank you. Can we get back to the wrestling thing? Because we got 2 hours. This is the last show of the year. Who's got the eggnog already?
Let's talk some TLC. From all accounts, a good pay-per-view.
Very solid.
Yeah, very solid pay-per-view. We had a dark match, which we didn't notice. And when you hear this match, it begs one question. Why wasn't this on the main card? It was CM Punk versus R-Truth. And R-Truth defeated CM Punk.
That's probably one reason right there, the fact that R-Truth was allowed to win a match.
Bingo.
Yeah.
CM Punk needed to still cement himself as the straight-edge messiah of, you know, vanilla milk and all that sort of stuff. Him losing would have been a bad idea. On camera.
And have it being visible on TV.
That's it. Simple.
What's up? What's up?
Thank you.
Great.
First match, we have a ladder match, and this will probably be the second to the last ECW championship match on a pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Christian versus Shelton Benjamin. Now, we had a problem. I had a problem with this one. During the match, Christian bled legitimately. Is that right from my understanding, Nikki? He bled legitimately?
He bled hard way from a ladder shot to his forehead. He rolled out of
the
ring.
He had a bleeder.
Two referees came around to patch him up and back Shelton off. Now, you're not the only one who wasn't happy about this because the crowd erupted in a very audible, we want blood chant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
However, in the PGification of WWE, this is not the first time this has happened.
Yeah,
I think it's, what, the third?
Second, I think.
Second.
Bragging rights, TLC. Yeah, it's only the second.
Yeah, two.
Okay.
Christian won, so everybody got the point.
Kind of match. You just can't have this kind of match without blood of some kind.
Exactly. But again, you know, they have this new rule that if you bleed hard way, you can't have blood anymore, period, I don't think. Is blood gone?
Pretty much.
Okay. I could accept it better if they put up the technical difficulty screen during it.
Which one?
Yeah. The cold hugging Hornswoggle.
Yeah, big guy. Yeah.
We're experiencing bleeding hard way. Shield your kitty's eyes.
Yeah.
WWE Intercontinental title match. Drew McIntyre versus John Morrison. Good, solid match. Unfortunately for anybody who likes charisma in their wrestlers, Drew McIntyre won, and now he's the Intercontinental champion.
Knew that was coming. Mm-hmm. Knew it. Because John Morrison right now is actually going to be set for the rocket to be strapped on him again. They had to get the belt on him. You put it on Drew McIntyre. You know.
Right. However, sure, he's Vince's golden boy, but he's boring.
Not to me. To you.
But the thing is, since I've met him, I kind of know a little bit more. He's got to get off the one note about being the chosen one. I'll give you that. We do need a little bit more character development out of Drew. But now that he has the IC belt, we're going to see that.
Okay. Jason, by the way, you're the only one who got that one right.
Thank you. I'll take it.
women's title match, Michelle McCool versus Mickey James. And seems like Mickey's on her way out. So Michelle won.
Mickey,
by the way,
Mickey, I believe, is focusing on her legitimate country music career. This is no joke. This
yeah.
is
yeah, that's
all serious.
Attention.
All over her Twitter.
By the way, Jason, you're
yes.
a fan of music, I guess.
Yes.
Would you buy Mickey James's album?
Probably not. Honestly, I don't know how talented she is. I mean, she's hooking up with some very legitimate producers and going with some very legitimate talent. It depends on how they market it. If they market it like, you know, Louis Garcia's last album, probably not. But I don't know. We'll see. She has. They have to market it correctly and show her talent and showcase her right. That's how they do it.
I see her showing up on CMT for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Maybe doing an episode of The Singing Bee or something.
Could be. That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Personally, I wish she would host it. She'd be a much better host than Melissa Peterman. But let's move on. Tables match.
Wow.
Nobody saw this one coming.
No.
And if you saw this one coming, are you a part of WWE Creative? Because if you are, I could probably do a much better job than you. Actually, everybody here could do a much better job than you. Sheamus beats John Cena by just shoving him off the ropes and putting him through a table. Didn't look square, but he got the job done. Now he's got the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much sums up that match.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Let's just move on.
Mr. Seidelman.
Okay. Huh?
You sounded disappointed.
I know. I kind of want, to be honest, I wanted John Cena to win. I don't think Sheamus has earned it yet. You know, you could have built this up a little bit. This just seemed like a hot shot to me.
I'm just happy they surprised us for a change.
Yeah.
Something that should have been overly predictable wasn't for once.
And you know
yeah.
what? I'll give WWE props for doing that. Good for them.
Yeah. But there might be some underseeding going on. I think you guys read Evan Bourne's sort of, if it might not be, rant today?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Where
is this from before the source goes?
WrestleZone.
Ugh.
So, yeah, forget it.
No.
Forget it? Okay. Chairs match. Undertaker defeated Batista, but here's the thing. Batista initially won with a low blow, then a chair shot to Batista to win. But wait! Gotta love that. T-Long comes out and says, not this way, player. You won by dirty pool, so we're going to start this again. And, of course, Undertaker wins.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Which is
so
fine.
The fans go home happy.
Which is fine. I'll take that.
Yeah.
However,
it was ultra interesting that later on, Batista went back into T-Long's office, smashed the chair on the side of the wall, narrowly missing T-Long, and he says, next time, I won't miss. So, he's pissed.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit. Grudge match. Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton. Anybody got anything?
Heard it was not as good as what we wanted it to be, and the fact that Kingston got Orton, we'll see.
All
right. It wasn't a spectacular match, I will say
that. Yeah, Randy Orton won, and I think me and a couple others got it right, but it didn't really matter. TLC match, Unified Tag Team Title match. DX defeated Chris Jericho on The Big Show to win the Unified Tag Team titles. And everybody got that one right. So, winner, new champion, yada, yada, yada. Only guy to get the off-group predictions correct is Jason.
Woo!
Chip. Off the old block.
I'm looking at the bell for about 5 seconds and handing it right back to you because it's up for grabs. So I appreciate winning it, but let's hope I can defend it.
No, you got to hold it for at least 3 weeks because after this show, we won't be back on until January the 8th.
Ooh, that is right. Yeah, okay, fine. So it'll be around my waist for 3 weeks. I'll make sure that it doesn't get destroyed like, or anything like that.
Like the spoony one after watching the Slammies.
Ah, yes.
Let me explain. This polarized sort of the fan base bit. Some liked it. Some thought it was okay. Some thought it was utter shit.
Yeah, I only saw 1 hour of it.
And some threw up and went to bed before the main event started, which was me.
Sorry,
but that's because I had a legitimate reason. I had a migraine, and I said, I've had enough.
Dennis has been known to cause that over the years.
Actually, here is my problem with the show, and Nikki's pointing this out to me over the phone. I didn't mind some of the aspects of the show. Like, for example, I liked Miller as host. I got his comedy. I thought he was good. A couple of the matches I thought were pretty good, like the Ryder, McIntyre, Miz versus, what was it, Morrison, Yoshitatsu, and who was the sixth one?
Kool-Aid!
Yes.
Mark Henry, thank you. I liked that match. And some of the Slammy nominations I thought were correct as well. I just had some problems with a few things on the show. A third of the show I had problems with. But, yeah. Nikki, you said if you're looking at it from a wrestling perspective, it sucked. If you looked at it from an entertainment perspective, it was pretty good.
Exactly. And right. The way I still see it is that this was an award show. You knew it was an award show. You don't go to the Oscars to see a movie.
Nope.
You don't go to the Grammys to see a concert.
Or, to be honest, you didn't go to the AMAs to see Adam Lambert. Oh, crap, that actually did happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there. But to expand on it. Look, I actually saw some of the humor was very good, but you want to know something that the IWC, that, yes, we were part of, actually just overlooked completely this entire week up until late Friday, which we'll get into a second. One, Shawn Michaels throwing the gauntlet to rest to Undertaker for a rematch at WrestleMania 26. That's huge, ladies and gentlemen.
That's absolutely. That is huge, but unfortunately, this match already happened. Sure, it was a great match, but would love to see Taker, if he's not the champion, versus like CM Punk in there.
No,
but,
absolutely not. Because right now, anybody who wrestles the Undertaker, okay, is right now has to be at the top of their game. And because of the streak, it actually is the main event of WrestleMania, no matter what happens on the show. And for Shawn Michaels to say, we're going to do it again, when everybody saw that 30-minute classic was the best match this year, and we all know it was, okay,
yep.
Which we'll, may or may not get to later, but you understand.
Oh, we'll get to it later. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay. And then, when Dennis Miller throws something out as a little throwaway line, he says, you know what, Vince, because they were having a little back and forth, says, why don't you have Bret Hart as a guest host on Raw? Crap.
And the crowd hops. We'll talk about that later on in the show. Actually, after we talk about the Slammies. Also, Tag Team of the Year, we'll talk about who won at the Slammies. Tag Team of the Year went to Jarrah's show. I do have a feeling if Edge didn't get injured, it would have been Edge and Jericho. Red and white. Yeah. rated Y2J.
For
the Sirius show.
Yep, and you know what? I like the way they got Jericho off Raw. Yeah, it was stupid. Yeah, it was not exactly the most smart way to do it. Okay, but you know what? It's DX. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's Duke, you know.
So they would have done the same thing.
Exactly.
And you would have laughed.
And the fact they got Bob Barker to accept the Slammy Award, nice.
Epic win.
Epic win.
Epic win indeed. Only if I had the Price is Right sound, the win sound for the Price is Right. However, I have a question. Will my ears deceive me, or did the crowd audibly boo Bob Barker for winning over Shaq?
No, they booed him over winning over Ozzy.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
To which, Bob, do you have a comment?
That's dumb.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Bob.
Because Barker was the best guest host this year, again, get to that later.
Shaq was a little bit better, but I understand Bob Barker.
Okay.
Winning.
I also loved the Kanye bit with Batista in a pink T-shirt.
I mean, that train has come off its tracks. I mean, good grief. I mean,
but WWE didn't touch it, so therefore it's current.
Yeah, I guess. All right, fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't wait 10 years. Give him some credit.
Okay.
Okay.
Also liked the fact that Matt Hardy accepted an award for Jeff. Very interesting.
And then, actually, I'll be honest, I liked that entire segment, and here's why. You got Carlito, who proved that he's a dick again, just knock
That's
out
cool.
Matt Hardy, and then he goes, I'd like to nominate this, like to accept this Slammy on behalf of myself, the Academy, Team Jacob,
Jesus.
And most especially me.
Yes.
And I'm thankful to Chris Masters put him in the match log for that stupid Twilight reference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Superstar of the Year tournament didn't work, but you know what? Fine. You knew it was all to develop the Cena storyline. That had, you know.
Yeah.
That
correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't Cena sort of have, like, a rematch clause he could have excised anyways?
And didn't he tell us he was going to do it right after he lost the match, if he lost the match?
Yes.
Yeah.
Continuity.
Now,
Are we also supposed to have a little...
Nick, you had a quick point, so just go on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
But
now,
the main problem with the tournament was we had, as the main event, Cena versus Orton, or as some people appropriately called it,
go ahead,
again.
Nick. All right, hold on. Nikki, go ahead. What did you want to say?
I was going to say that the reason that Cena probably didn't invoke his rematch clause at the pay-per-view was because they flat out ran out of time, which has been a huge problem with pay-per-views all year. That's why we would have these two-minute squashes that everybody would bitch about come the next show. So, you know, would you like to see a two-minute squash of Cena taking the belt off of Sheamus? It'd have been predictable.
True, but you know what?
It'll probably happen at some point anyway.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And of course, Michael Cole, by the way, and another thing, Michael Cole winning and taking some shots at JR, not cool.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yes. Gone are the days are Boomer Sooner and Slobberknocker, because those are so passe. I introduce the realms of Oh My and Vintage.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah blogged about it and said he shook it off.
He
we need Evil JR to come back and kick him right in the nuts again, I think.
Yeah.
He needs to come build his own announce table again in front of Cole and Lawler's.
Yeah, but the question is,
need
we get inducted as Steve Williams back in WWE?
Well, the rumor is that he just had a blog, as a matter of fact, today. JR did, and gave a health and a contract update. And he said this, and I quote, My contract status with WWE has changed somewhat. We have agreed to terms on a contract extension for a few months to allow me to completely heal from Bell's palsy number 3. Jason Block comment, good for WWE. Seriously, no joke there. I don't expect to go back on the road until at least the earliest March, but that's an approximate time frame. The story making the rounds is that I'm targeting WrestleMania 26 to return to the airwaves. Makes a good story, but it's not accurate as I'm hoping to heal quicker than that and get back in the game in some form sooner than March 28th. That particular issue isn't up to me. So he's trying to get healthy.
Yeah, to be honest, when it comes to that, if I'm JR, knowing this is number 3, attack number 3, I don't push my luck that much. I only go back when I'm 100% healthy. So the way I see it, this could be like a April-May situation here.
Pretty much. But the deal is, and I agree with you 100%, let him come back, and this is the same thing for Edge. Don't come back unless you are 100%. Edge is targeting, he was targeting Summer, I believe.
SummerSlam was the call I've been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's August. He may be out, and if that's not that, he may be out totally in 2010, which, mm-hmm. Because his contract, according to an interview he also did this week, has been expired. But they added on injury time as well.
Which is good as well.
So, I mean, let's just hope and pray that they both get healthy.
Absolutely.
Soon, and, but the shots were a little uncalled for, if you ask me. I mean, I know he wrote it off and shook it off, but it was, pure Vince. Because he's got it for, for JR in some way.
I have a feeling he's got it in for JR. Well, this could have been Vince's doing, because as we all know, Vince has been trying to get rid of JR for a few years.
But the talent that has been brought up just isn't good enough.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe they fired him every other month?
Yeah, back in 2003.
I mean, honestly,
2005.
2007.
All I'm saying to you is that it was a little uncalled for. What was the shocking moment? Oh yes, CM Punk getting rid of Jeff Hardy, which by the way led into a very nice promo, by the way.
Then a very quick tap out.
Yeah, I was wondering a little about that. I was like, who the hell did he piss off? But you know what? It was all part of the Cena storyline. About it later on. But as I said, I had a lot more fun than a lot of the internet wrestling community did. And you know what? If the internet wrestling community wants to see something really cool, watch NBC this Saturday night. Seriously.
If they wanted to see something cool, they should have watched TNA this week.
Absolutely. And you know what? Oh, yeah. TNA had some I was so entertained by TNA this week, I was scared how good that was.
This is what happens when you book a wrestling show, for the best of your ability. How good was that Desmond Wolfe Christopher Daniels match?
Oh my God, you want to know something? That is one of the matches of the year, bar none. Okay? That was a match of the year candidate right there. Because they just said, okay, let's have 10 minutes. You know you're going to get a draw, but let's go for it. And they did. It was perfect. I was on the phone with Nikki going, look at this. I said, turn this on now. And what did you say, Nikki?
I don't remember.
You were just watching.
All right, Jason, what did she say?
I don't remember. She was just like basically going, wow, this is very cool. She was very impressed.
Well,
I was very impressed, and then they ran an ad for Hogan on TNA, and I promptly turned it off.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, also on that show, we saw the return of Roxy.
Well, yeah, and did she beat Awesome Kong?
No, she beat ODB.
She beat ODB, that's right, yes. Yeah, which was in a decent match.
And also on that Impact. A great three-way TNA knockout match, a tag team match between Taylor and Sarita, the champs, the Beautiful People. How about this for a tag team?
Hamada
and Awesome Kong.
Wow.
Joshi's Unite.
Yeah, it was great. It was great stuff. It was absolutely great stuff.
I want to see Hamada and Awesome Kong face off against those two at the pay-per-view. We'll be talking about the Final Resolution pay-per-view tonight, because as we all know, it's turning out to be Feast or Fired. By the way, didn't we already throw that into Room 101?
Yeah.
I think so.
And Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Deal or No Deal getting canceled this year?
Potentially, if the ratings continue to slide, they'll make the announcement after May. But it's not looking good for season 3 of Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, Family Feud is beating it in the ratings.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. Family Feud.
Bullseye
little
indeed.
Show. Yeah. I'm trying to think how cheap it is to create Family Feud.
Well, anyway, look, the whole deal is, though, I'm just saying to you that they, and also the bit with Kevin Nash with the Hulk, I love that.
That was one of the few swerves that worked.
And it was also great to see Lou Ferrigno. Come on, man, I love Lou. I love Lou. But,
so does Rich Fields, but that's talk for another time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying to you that it was really, really, really fun. A lot of what TNA did was fun.
And we got to see Hobo Jared in the Impact Zone.
Uh-huh.
Hobo Jared in the Impact Zone.
Oh, and the whole Jared thing just was a little icky, but good icky. You know?
Yeah.
But it was good. It was good. But again, we will see how this all changes come January 4th because, Nikki, I know you're worried. Big time.
I'm worried, and I cannot quote my source, but despite Dixie Carter's speech shortly after the announcement was made, a lot of people backstage are still uncomfortable.
I would be, too. I would be, too, when you have a guy sucking the air out of the room like he does.
And that's what I'm saying. If your talent is not, you know, Dixie wants her talent behind her, that's almost impossible when you've got shadow that long cast over your entire league.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now some more TNA news, which just broke today. I never thought I'd have to play this for this person, but here we go. Not really a you're fired, it's just a goodbye. Warren decided to hang it up.
Oh, you mean the backstage?
That's why she bitch slapped
the Beautiful People.
Yeah, Lauren decided to hang it up. She's getting married soon,
and also her golf channel shows.
Yes, her golf channel. Speaking of, loosely wrestling related, Donald Trump's going to is pitching for a show on that channel, anyways. But let's talk about
the show. It's going to be huge.
Yes, but let's talk about the big news.
Yeah. This was big. May I, if you don't mind, Robert?
Sure. I'm just laughing at the fact that TNA misspelled one of their biggest tag team names.
Oh, they did?
What? Listen to this. TNA Tag Team Championship Match. Motor City Machine Guns, and here's how they spelled it, and I am not kidding. M-T-O-R-O.
Matoro.
It was intern day at TNA, and that's what happened.
Is Rock a Khan doing the promo work for us?
Wow!
Dear Botchamania, Matthew, have we got one for you?
All hail Matthew.
Do you actually have the screen capture for this?
You know what? Jason, you'll have it tonight.
I'd love to see it. Sure.
Atta baby.
That's beautiful. Because we see this all the time, right? Because we if you've ever watched your local news, and all that stuff, and you get the crawl and all that stuff, people don't know how to spell. They don't.
Especially those who text in their messages for people, yes.
What you're talking about?
No, I mean, because sometimes they have the text messages on the crawl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So you see all these people, misspell words and not care, the name or something like that, and then all of a sudden, boom, now TNA has a spelling problem, Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Get Scripps National Spelling Bee people on them pronto. Ring the bell on them.
Yeah, get those. Yes, exactly.
But anyways, Jason.
Yes.
The big news.
Big news. Let's go back to the Slammy, shall we? As we discussed earlier, Dennis Mills said, "Why don't we have Bret Hart as guest host?" Right? Crowd pops. Right? Well,
right.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. Bret Hart is rumored to have actually signed with the WWE to have a run through WrestleMania. And guess when he might debut? When? Robert?
He is set to debut. January 4th, the day of the 3-hour Monday Night Impact.
Gee, what a surprise. So, quickly around the room. Nikki, I'm going to ask this one to you first. What do you think his role is going to be, and do you think this is a good idea?
He is not going to wrestle. I'll just start there.
Yeah.
He will guest host, and he will find a way to get the Hart Dynasty to swing by just so that he can shake Baby Bulldog's hand and say, "I'm on board."
Except for one thing.
What's that?
On tonight's SmackDown, if you saw it, listen to the promo, they said, "We're better than our parents, and we're even better than the best." Unquote.
Uh-oh.
I don't think that will discourage him.
Okay.
And give me a second while I got to find something in the tweets. Do you follow JTG by any chance?
No, I don't.
Okay, give me a second, because he made a comment about Bret Hart. Here we go. JTG quoting from WWE Alerts, "Bret Hart has signed a short-term deal with WWE. I finally get a chance to meet my hero."
Oh, wow. Now, so you think he's going to manage the Hart Dynasty?
I think he will, because... Because Natty can do the physical end of the managing, but Bret Hart is a presence. He can just stand there with his sunglasses on and scare the crap out of anybody.
Okay. What else do you think will happen?
I think they will try to get one match out of him, but it won't work. And they'll try to have someone have DX involved with this, because, as we all know, Montreal,
yeah. Right, Sean, yeah.
Yeah.
No. The answer to that is no.
Yeah, I know.
Not that they're not going to have a match, but no, you're not going to see the two of them on the same show. DX could potentially drop the belts to the Hart Dynasty next week.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be really cool. But overall, I think this is a good move. I do. Because Bret Hart, while Hogan is that same sort of presence, Bret Hart has more respect than Hogan does, believe it or not.
Absolutely.
It's in his blood.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
I mean, Hogan, in this day and age, is deemed a joke, a man who's in it just for the money.
Brett, on the other hand, he brings a little integrity into it. Exactly.
And also can write one epic autobiography.
There you go. Good. But, I mean, but if he debuts on the Monday Night Raw, oh, my God. Wow. 2010's
there will be no roof.
2010 is just going to be insane. Oh, my God. Oh,
this could
wow.
be the time where it's what
where are they? Where are they holding the January 4th Raw?
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton.
Yes.
Center.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
And, Mr. Josh, I suggest that if you're going to shop for tickets, you start very soon, because they're going to be a hot commodity, and they're not going to be cheap.
I am going to do it probably by Christmas Day. Because I know by December 27th, they're going to be, December 28th, my mistake, they're going to be flying if Brett is confirmed as the guest host.
I don't think they'll even announce it.
So you think they're just going to say, oh, by the way, here's Bret Hart. Have fun!
You know what, though?
Surprised.
You may be right. You know what? You may be right, because that would be kind of stupid.
Yeah.
I wish we had someone to guest host the show. Hey, look, it's Bret Hart.
He can do it. He's all right. He's the excellence of execution. Execute hosting this show for an hour or two. Yeah, that'll work.
Well, speaking of executing the show for an hour or two, let's talk about our next modus operandi. That, of course, being Pick'ems.
Ah, yes.
Oh, boy.
TNA Final Resolution. This is it, the last pay-per-view of the year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. By the way, looking at this, yes, it was intern day because they screwed up. They screwed up programming guides. They didn't put a space in between it.
Oh, Jesus Christmas. That's
Somebody's
why I used
fired.
Rookie.
Somebody's getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Everything else is right except for Motoro City Machine Guns. By the way, I didn't know D'Angelo De Niro's name has just been shortened to Hope. Okay, 1, 2, 3, cha cha cha. 4, 5, 6, cha cha cha.
Cha cha cha.
8, cha cha cha.
Yeah.
7 matches and 8 points possible. I say 7
way,
matches.
Rob,
8.
Rob,
there's an,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I say 7 matches because the 8th one is Feast or Fire, and there's no way we're going to be able to predict that one.
Correct.
You could predict
so
who's
we'll,
going to be fired.
You know what? Let's do that. If you predict it right, you get 2 points.
Okay.
Double points.
You have to predict
right.
the superstar that gets fired. And you know what? We'll start with that one right after an 8-man elimination match.
Okay.
This is Team 3D, Rhino, and Jesse Neal. By the way, I want to speak about Jesse Neal for a little bit. He actually learned how to wrestle, so good for him.
There you go.
Yeah. Versus Pope D'Angelo De Niro, Matt Morgan, Hernandez, and Suicide.
Yeah, Hernandez. Hernandez
yeah.
has to start the first 5 minutes by himself.
Yeah, cha-cha-cha. Go, Josh.
All right, the match is... Sorry, I am not...
So
8-man elimination. Sorry, my brain's been scattered.
It's the TNA Wrecking Crew versus the Young Guns.
Hi, I'm stupid, you. All right. The team that I believe will win is Morgan Hernandez De Niro Suicide.
Jason.
I think that the team will win will be 3D and Rhino and Jesse Neal.
And VRM.
I'm going with the momentum, with the momentum card. I'm going with Morgan and company.
Typo.
Team Blueprint.
Nikki.
Team Hernandez, because it doesn't matter how many people you throw at Supermax.
And Jimbo Fisher.
What the? No. Actually, I'm going to abstain from picking because I'm not exactly familiar as I should be with the TNA roster, so.
Half point.
Respect.
Chicken.
Thank you. I'm going to half point everything. I mean, completely, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
You
just won. You'll probably
you.
Win. Knowing our luck with TNA pay-per-views, he's going to win.
He wins, yep. I riot.
When I riot.
If Jim wins, Jim gets to host this show. No, I can't.
No. Sure you want to make that
bet?
This is TNA booking we're talking here. Don't make that bet.
I'm going to go with the Wrecking Crew. Team 3D Rhino, Jesse Neal. So we're not going to... So when you do pick them, Jim, you can just pick for fun. If you don't want to, then there's a little announcement before that we'll probably need you for the Sparky Awards.
Okay, yeah, I'm here for that, yeah. I just want to hear what you kids have to say.
All right. You can be like our Tony Atlas and laugh hysterically.
Big Dick.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Tony, shut up.
He's using Randy Orton's baby oil. Sorry.
All right.
Beautiful button, please.
No, because Jim knows where I live.
Sadly, yes.
By the way, do you enjoy the Christmas card I sent you?
Yes, I'm very appreciative of that. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, cool. All I want is $500 in petty cash. Moving on. Feast of Fired. One TNA superstar will be fired. Or, better yet, one TNA superstar is going to hear these two words.
Yeah!
You got to love that sound. Okay, I don't know who's all in this match, so it's
all
just
right.
A blind crapshoot.
Here it is.
We have the name.
Here
VLM
it is.
Bring it. VLM, bring it.
All right. Samoa Joe, Robert Roode, James Storm, Eric Young, Homicide, Sheik Abdul-Bashir, Kiyoshi, Cody Deaner, Jay Lethal, Consequences Creed, and Kevin Nash.
Nikki, start us off.
Kevin Nash is getting fired. Now, I can only hope. The fired briefcase goes to Sheik Abdul-Bashir.
Which means it's a waste. Typo.
I think the fired briefcase will go to Eric Young.
We can only hope. BRM.
As much as I'm going to hate to say this, I have the feeling that after the promo that happened, one of them is going to go. I'm going with Deaner. Screw it. I'm not picking Rooter Storm.
All right. Jason.
Nikki was absolutely 100% right. Kevin Nash is getting fired.
Ooh.
Josh.
I must go with one of the other picks. Cody Deaner is getting fired.
No, they'll just release him quietly. Jason hit it right on the head. It is going to be Kevin Nash that'll get fired and be promptly rehired 2 weeks later by Hulk Hogan.
Pretty much.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yep, that's true.
Taken.
What a waste.
But... No takesies, backsies, so whatever. I'll still stick by my Deaner.
And so, and Jim gets a full point for that, right?
No, he's not playing.
I'm not playing. Yes.
By the way, you got a good joke for us for that match, Jim?
No. Just the match is a joke in and of itself, is it not?
Yeah.
That's why it's in room 101.
That's why we're just waiting for Howie Mandel to come out.
So everybody can try to touch his hand.
Infringement.
Mom?
No, well, he needs something to do.
Sorry, guys.
Knockouts title match. Tara versus ODB. This is going to be a great match, and Josh, we're going to start with you.
All right. My pick will be... ODB or Tara, ODB or Tara. Heck, I'll just say ODB and get it over with. I'll be right back.
All right, Jason.
Tara is going to win. Tara is going to get the Knockouts title back in a very good match, by the way. One of the better matches of the night, because I like the way this feud's been going.
VLM.
I agree. This feud's been amazing, and I agree with the fact that Tara is going to get the belt back.
And Typo.
Yeah, Tara's getting her belt back.
Nikki?
Tara. Definitely Tara.
ODB is going to hold on to the title because we have a ready-made feud started up between her and Roxy.
We'll see.
And plus, the New Year's Eve show, which is 4 hours, is going to be a big Knockouts tournament. So, you know what? Maybe ODB wins. And Roxy or Tara gets another shot by winning the tournament. Who knows? Now we get to the TNA Tag Team Championship match. The Motoro City Machine Guns.
Domo Gato, Mr. Roboto.
Yes.
Domo.
Ugh.
Domo.
Gato. Domo, domo, dum, dum, domo,
okay,
domo.
You striker
wannabes. Okay.
Striker wannabes, come on.
I'm not a wannabe. I speak just as many dialects and nerds as he does.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I need my saving roll. Motor City Machine Guns versus saving... Whatever. I need to... By the way, Nikki, I need to talk to you about D&D because I want to get into the game. Guns versus British Invasion. 2-point match. Who wins? Who gets pinned? So, start with you, Nick.
British Invasion, Motor City Machine Guns. Much as I love the guns, British Invasion retains and Shelley gets pinned.
Typo.
I am going to say that the Motor City Machine Guns win the titles. Doug Williams gets pinned after Rob Terry costs him the belts.
VRM.
It's going to be the Brits over Saban.
Okay, Jason.
Typo was exactly right. Motor City Machine Guns win. Williams gets pinned.
And Josh.
Excuse me. British Invasion wins, Saban gets pinned.
Guns win. Yes, and Doug Williams gets pinned. All thanks to Big Rob Terry fucking up. Which is, I don't know how to describe it. Big Rob Terry fucking up, that's always. Thank you. By the way, thank you, Jim, for the vintage sound.
No problem. I have no life.
This is a man who does radio Monday through Friday at what station again?
Oh, thank you very much. It's actually now Monday through Thursday. They cut me off from doing Fridays now. I don't want to get into it. It's 1240 WSNJ in Southern New Jersey. You can listen online at WSNJAM.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody, do that. Challenge match, Raven and Dr. Stevie versus Mick Foley and Abyss. This is a 1-point match. So, go Josh.
I will go with, since I haven't paid a damn amount of attention, Raven and Dr. Stevie. Whatever.
Paging Dr. Stevie. Paging Nurse Jason.
First of all, if you saw the footage of Abyss's leg getting burned, Abyss is a sick man. That was
what the heck was that about? Good grief!
That was some serious stuff. Foley and Abyss win to keep the
BRM.
I didn't see the footage, but I saw his leg on Impact on Thursday. Damn! If he's going in the match with that, he must have brass balls. I'm going Foley and Abyss.
Typo.
Foley and Abyss. Everyone knows Raven just jobs all the time when he comes back.
Nikki.
Now, who's the bigger jobber, Raven or Foley?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Point taken.
Personally, I see Raven and Dr. Stevie taking this one.
So do I, Nikki, because Foley's going to be distracted. Abyss is going to be distracted because Lauren's leaving.
Sure.
So there you go. Which means, guess who I'm predicting is coming back on Impact on the 31st?
Daphne?
No, she's already back.
Crystal?
Abyss's father?
Yes, Father James Mitchell.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Interesting.
I
want to
see him come back. And besides, that'd be the perfect time.
True.
Because the two people who has kept him sane lately, one is distracted and the other one's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the only one that could control him?
Foley.
No, he's distracted, remember?
Yeah, a little bit.
His brother, Judas Macias.
Not that.
Typho. You need to book for TNA. Last Man Standing match, booking Bobby Lashley versus Scotty Steiner. Who knows? It could be all right. Nikki?
Bobby Lashley will be the last man standing because Scott Steiner can't stand for long periods of time.
Ooh. Typho?
Bobby Lashley wins because, well, that's just how things work.
BRM.
Flush me.
You got it.
Wow.
Heel Hopper wins after a run-in.
Man, oh man.
By the way, I missed the dirty white boy. Jason?
Lashley is going to absolutely... You know what? I'm changing my mind. Scott
Ooh.
Steiner wins after Lashley's wife, Charmel, turns.
Crystal,
rather. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and
wow.
Josh.
Bubba Lashley. Dominate. That's
yeah,
all
Lashley's
got.
Winning. 3 degrees of pain. Desmond Wolfe versus Kurt Angle in Match of the Night. No question. This is Match of the Night.
Well, one of them.
All right. So, Josh, go ahead. Who wins?
And Styles Daniels?
No, Wolf Angle.
Oh, sorry. I have not paid attention tonight. Sorry. Wolf. Did you get that?
No.
Wolf.
He's Wolf.
Okay, thank you. Jason.
Desmond Wolf in 3 falls, and this is just going to be spectacular because Nigel McGuinness, a.k.a. Desmond Wolf, has been the debut of the year in wrestling, without question.
PRM.
What they said. Desmond Wolf.
Desmond Wolf, okay, Typho?
He's hungry like a wolf, and he's going to take a bite out of Kurt Angle.
Oi.
Eh.
Hi, Sparky.
Nikki?
Desmond Wolf in 3 falls, And Kurt Angle is just going to go absolutely bananas when it's over.
Yeah, I got Desmond Wolf.
The Brood.
I got the Desmond. No. Desmond Wolf wins as well. Then we got, in the final match, Daniels versus Styles. Should be a great match. Who wins? Nikki.
The fans.
Yeah.
Well, I realize that's the obvious answer, but it had to be said.
Yeah.
Is it for the title?
Yes.
Styles retains.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Styles retaining.
Type VRM.
In the only match that can even come close to beating out, I'm going to say this is going to be, it's definitely not going to beat it, but it's going to come close to beating out Taker Michaels for match of the year. Daniels wins in the upset.
Whoa!
Jason.
I wish I had the serious cojones to call that, but they aren't making a title switch at the end of the year. AJ Styles wins this. He is the face of TNA, at least for a few more days.
And Josh.
Styles retains.
Yes, Styles retains as well. Now, I'd like to remind everybody, we will not be on the air for the next 2 weeks, of course, for Christmas Day and for New Year's. We'll be back January the 8th. So since it marks another year of the North American Wrestling Connection under our belt, we had some memorable moments this year in the North American Wrestling Connection. I would just like to thank a couple of people. First of all, we'd like to thank Jim Williams for joining us for the last few shows, our esteemed announcer.
Thank you.
We'd also like to send out a really big thank you to Dustin Reyes and Astonishing Aaron Williams for coming on our show for our 100th show.
Yes. Great stuff. That was beautiful.
I will let them know.
Yeah. And also, I'd like to thank Nikki Heyman for writing Beat the Block, in which I won.
We'll do that again soon enough. I had a lot of fun putting those questions together.
Yes. Jason, we should do that again next month.
Well, we'll see how it goes. We'll see.
And here's what's going to happen. If this will not be for cash.
Okay.
Because my cash.
I know. You're not working in the whole nine yards. Go ahead.
No. It's for something special, Nikki. I'll talk to you about it later.
All right.
For this bet, Jason, if you win, you host the show for a week.
Right.
If I win. I get to do a Block Party podcast.
Ooh. See, here's the problem with that, and I'm not trying to chicken out here, okay?
All right.
The Block Party podcast is affiliated with
GameChangersNet.com.
Right. And
gotta get that plug in.
Yeah, no, I was not trying to get the ha ha ha. Very funny. So I would rather we'll work out a little compromise to see what I can do or what you can do and things like that.
All right.
But we'll work something out. But let's go back to the year in review, shall we?
Yeah. As we all know, North American Wrestling Connection, great year. Tell your friends to listen. But this also has been a pretty balancing act in the year of wrestling. We had some highs. We had sometimes we had the highest of highs. Sometimes we've had the lowest of lows. And for which we'd all like to say we want to give out awards to, because if the WWE can haphazardly do an award show, so can we. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the second annual Turkey Awards! Woo! With your guest presenters, DLM, Eiffel, Nikki Heyman, Jason Block, Steph Roy, Jack Henniger, Jim Williams, Samoa Joe. The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels,
what?
Bret the Hitman Hart, Adam Lambert, and your host for the proceedings, Robert Seidelman.
Woo! Oh, I'm sorry. Yay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sparky Awards, our annual tradition where we honor the best and the worst in the year that was in professional wrestling. First of all, we have to grieve a little bit for the losses of some of the best wrestlers out there. Umaga died this year. I think Roy Scheider recently passed away. A lot of good quality wrestlers passed on this year, and for the next couple minutes, or seconds actually, we are bow our heads in remembrance. Thank you. So now let's get to our awards with our first subject. We will start with the best, and we'll end with the worst. For our best, we have WWE Male Wrestler of the Year. For Male Wrestler of the Year for WWE, let's be honest, it wasn't that hard.
It was.
No.
No, it was, to me, it was an honestly, a two-man race for me.
Mm-hmm.
Between two SmackDown superstars.
Yeah.
One who went from fan favorite to straight edge morality player, and another who just likes calling everyone Pharisees and hypocrites and just showed the world that he can be both a singles wrestler and a tag team wrestler and be very good at both.
Yes. And your four nominees are Chris Jericho, SmackDown. CM Punk, SmackDown. Shawn Michaels, Monday Night Raw. Kofi Kingston, Monday Night Raw.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
And the award for WWE Male Wrestler of the Year goes to CM Punk, SmackDown.
Woo!
Woo!
There you go.
And accepting his award on behalf is Nikki Haman.
Someone who preaches a philosophy that at one time seemed cool now has only one follower, the former Festus. CM Punk, you make me so proud. And may you continue to heal the levels that only Vicky Guerrero can aspire, because all you have to do is smile at the crowd and they'll start booing. You don't even have to open your mouth.
Yeah. And now let's move on to the TNA Male Wrestler of the Year. Much harder choice than the WWE ones. Because
mm-hmm.
you had four great talents this year who bust their ass all throughout. And your four nominees are AJ Styles, Kurt Angle, Christopher Daniels. Wait a minute, I forgot we had an applause track.
I'm trying.
There you go.
And Samoa Joe.
So this is what happens when you have the Stone Stanley sound machine. Inside joke, yes.
No, we stole it from NBC.
Gee, even worse.
We once had the NBC laugh track.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. And the award for best TNA Male Wrestler goes to the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Woo-hoo!
And to accept this award on AJ Styles' behalf, we have VRM.
He's gone from the first three-time Triple Crown champion in TNA history to becoming the only Grand Slam champion in TNA history, winning all incarnations of the belt, if I'm not mistaken, including the NWA heavyweight, the NWA tag. Has he won the TNA tag?
Yes, he has.
I think him and Tomko held him.
And he's truly shown that he is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
And now we get to Ring of Honor Indie Male Wrestler of the Year. By the way, we have an announcement to make. Adam Lambert has canceled. And and to be honest, his location is now at ABC headquarters in New York, where he is trying to hash out a new deal to get back on New Year's Rockin' Eve. I don't want to.
Well, I have
detail.
A feeling I know how he's going to do that, but we won't go there.
Wow!
Oh, God. Wow! Oh, there. I'm sorry.
Even though he's a punch, even though he's a little bit of a punchline now, at least he can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Your nominees for Ring of Honor Independent Male Wrestler are as follows: Austin Aries, Chris Hero, Evie Richards, and Nigel McGuinness. And the award for Best Ring of Honor Independent Male Wrestler goes to, here's a shocker for everybody, American Wolves, Evie Richards. And even though we could not get the American Wolves on our show since they are currently doing the Ring of Honor show, here to accept this award, Fat Boy Josh Henniger.
What? You know what? Screw the American Wolves. I take this award on behalf of me. Twilight sucks. And kiss my butt. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Somebody go Kanye to this guy.
Stay classy.
Yeah.
Stay classy, San Francisco.
Wow.
And now let's flip everything for a little bit. Let's talk about
the reverse it.
Yes. Let's talk about the female wrestler of the year. Once again, another hard. No, not really. Here are your nominees. Angelina Love. ODB. Awesome Kong. And the Glamazon, Beth Phoenix. And the award goes to Awesome Kong.
Woo!
And accepting the award on behalf of Awesome Kong is Jason Block.
While the WWE Women's Division actually took a downturn for the most part this year. Awesome Kong showed that she was one of the most dominant forces in both the independent scene and on TNA. She does not have to say many words to get her point across. Well, being a 6'5", 275-pound monster just does the job for her. She is one of the most dominant forces in professional wrestling today and can go with the guys as well. I accept this award proudly, showing that she is the best woman wrestler in wrestling today. Thank you.
And if you didn't say that, she was going to kill you.
That's pretty much it, yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Jim, can you take us out to commercial break?
Stay tuned for more fine awards on the second annual edition of the Sparky Awards.
Nice! There you go.
He's the worst wrestling announcer of the 20th century, and now he's the worst singer of the 20th century, too. New from KFail Records, it's Oh My, the Vintage Michael Cole. 16 tracks featuring Michael Cole butchering songs by such luminary artists as Nat King Cole.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of?
John Lennon.
Lord, forgive me for this.
Polenka. Tweet. And many more. But wait, there's more. If you act right now and promise to kill yourself, we'll throw in Songs That Should Fail, featuring Carl Chenier's unique interpretations of songs such as this Bret Michaels classic.
Every rose has its fail. It's like every night has its fail. Just like every cowboy sings the same song. Every rose has its fail.
That's right. Oh My, the Vintage Michael Cole, plus Songs That Should Fail, can be yours for a limited time for only $9.99 plus S&H. Call 1-866-968-3245. That's 1-866-YOU-FAIL to order this exclusive 2-CD set from KFail Records. KFail Records, because someone had to put this f***ing crap together.
Oh, beautiful! Oh,
win!
Epic win! Win! That was good. Oh my goodness! Oh, wow!
Again, I had no life and too much time on my hands.
Yeah, you do. And the fact is,
By the way, we have an announcement to make. KFail is our new sponsor. For the next few shows, we will be playing that in order to make money so at least one of us can actually afford a gallon of gas.
I don't think that's the going rate.
And by the way, just VRM, are you a North Jersey boy or a South Jersey?
North.
And Jim, you're South, right?
That is correct.
I've been looking at the weather forecast. We're about to get socked with 2 feet of
snow.
Wow.
We're going to get blitzed.
Yeah, we're getting fucked this weekend.
Oh my god.
Crushed with the here.
And I got to go to work Sunday morning. Well, that'll be fun.
I'll be snowed on, guys. I don't want to hear it.
By the way, Jim?
Yes.
We got another announcement for you. Rich Fields has something he wants to say to you. Rich?
Yeah, take a look. It's a new...
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, boy.
Yeah, out of your dream, Rich. Snow. Thank you.
Yeah, it's probably a snowplow.
All right, moving on. It's time for Tag Team of the Year. And your nominees are Jericho.
Hi.
The American Wolves. The British Invasion. And Beer Money. And the award goes to Beer Money. And to accept this award, we have the tandem of myself and Jim Williams.
You know, it's something incredible when a tag team comes along that just takes things to a new level. A tag team that would ride on coolers on wheels to the ring.
That is correct.
It's something so special and so beautiful, isn't it, Rob?
Yes, it is. And for everybody else, we'd like to say, sorry about your damn luck.
That's right.
But seriously, though, Beer Money was consistent throughout the entire year. They put on great matches, great promos, and were just fun to watch the entire year. Great.
It's a perfect combination. You get the entertainment, and you get the actual ring skills. Sure.
Yep.
And now we get to Stable of the Year. Now, according to Jim Ross, the stable is three people or more. And your nominees are Legacy.
Huh?
Yeah. Nicholas.
The Main Event Mafia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ben Shield, eh?
Mm-hmm. If my sound thing will work. The Beautiful People.
Of course it works for them.
They're hot, that's why.
And the British Invasion. And the award goes to the British Invasion. And we were originally scheduled to have Eric Young accept this award on their behalf, but unfortunately he just pulled out because he was just found out to have been, well, Jim, what did you call him last night? What was he the son of? Dirk Diggler? I don't know. But anyways, here to accept the award is Jason Block, VRM, and Statboy Josh Henninger.
British Invasion, one of the more successful tag teams in TNA in 2009. All three of them did very, very well in making sure that, A, people with British accents still have jobs, and two, that they actually just do a very good job, and that they really did well, where WWE did not really emphasize many stables besides Legacy.
Does WWE even have any stable besides Legacy and the Hart Foundation?
Not really,
no. Dynasty?
They did have the Ruthless Roundtable until last Tuesday.
Whoa, Typho, why are you on stage? Get off. Get off.
Yeah, this... Kanye!
Excuse me while I take him off stage. Oh, no,
hey, I just put on my pink polo and I'm ready for camera time.
And wear pink.
Wow, okay.
Okay, moving on, ladies and gentlemen, we have match of the year. I'm just going to forget the things and just say right now, I think we all know what's match of the year.
Duh.
Yeah.
Michaels versus The Undertaker, WrestleMania 25. That's all that needs to be said.
Mm-hmm. There is no other nominee.
Indeed.
No, not really.
And the reason why this, Yeah. And the reason why it was the way it was, and anyone else who wants to chime in, A, it told an incredible story. B, it was presented greatly from the entrance of Shawn Michaels coming down to the cherry picker in white light to Undertaker rising from the depths of hell to the weeks coming into where the promos were happening. Everything about this build was perfect, and the match lived up to it even more.
Mm-hmm. And the best matches, not just of a year, but of all time, are ones that leave you wanting more. This one left you wanting more. Simply put, bottom line. I mean, it was billed, it was a half-hour match. You could have fooled me. It seemed like it went on for 60 minutes to me initially, because it was just that great a match.
The biggest compliment this match got was Monday night. When Triple H was standing there looking at the Slammy and looking at the microphone and said, I had to follow that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doomed. And you ran out of time, Hunter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now we get the pay-per-view of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Your nominees are Royal Rumble 2009, Bragging Rights, Bound for Glory, and WrestleMania 25. And the award for best pay-per-view goes to what the hell? This can't be right. Hell in a Cell?
What?
Oh, sorry, got them mixed up. The winner is
got the wrong envelope. Red.
WrestleMania 25.
There you go.
And to accept their. Accept this award on Triple H's behalf, we have Jim Williams.
I got the Preparation H ready for this one, folks. Seriously, though, friends, I mean, the granddaddy of them all lived up to it. First of all, let's remember it's the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania. Why did it say WrestleMania 25 on this plaque? That's what I'm first ticked off about. Should be the 25th, anyway. No, top to bottom, the card was ecstatic. You know, they do it big every year, and they find a way to top the previous year's engagement, shall we say, every year. And you knew they were going big for the silver anniversary, and they went big. This pay-per-view pretty much won just because of the big Michaels-Taker match. But top to bottom, the card was pretty solid. And, you know, I will gladly accept this on behalf of the longest-running yearly episodic pay-per-view in wrestling. Well, never mind. Thank you, and God bless.
But also, there are a lot of things also great with that. Think of Kofi Kingston's performance in the Money in the Bank match, which was just insane.
Money in the Bank's always. I'm glad that's still a staple, quite frankly. Yeah.
You also had, I mean, even from a presentation standpoint, I mean, look at the size of the stage and how many Cenas were there. Even though you may have not liked the match, that was incredible presentation. The fact that Cena just lifted up both Edge and the Big Show for an attitude.
Absolutely.
He is a fucking freak of nature when it comes to strength. No joke.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you had a Matt Hardy-Jeff Hardy match. How wrong can you go with that? Great stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah. Now let's get to storyline of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Our nominees are Jericho Old School.
Ah, yes. I do remember that. Thank you, Ricky Steamboat, for showing us how to do it one more time.
Yes.
Wolves, the American Wolves, and Dean Erico. Showing just how great tag team wrestling could be. Kurt Angle versus Desmond Wolfe. CM Punk versus Jeff Hardy. And the award goes to CM Punk versus Jeff Hardy.
Yay!
Now, we were originally scheduled to have Forf on the show to accept this nomination on behalf, but since he's disappeared off the face of the earth, thankfully, Nikki Haman will accept this award on their behalf.
Ooh, wow. This is going to be a good one.
This is a storyline that I believe the WWE really wanted to do possibly as far as 2 years ago. CM Punk RVD. Jeff Hardy's real-world troubles played perfectly into a culture clash, a natural culture clash between CM Punk's lifestyle and Jeff Hardy's choices, good or bad. It took off at best when CM Punk decided to start calling Jeff Hardy the charismatic enabler. That line alone turned the entire crowd against him. The two of them put on spectacular matches. And that final send-off, the cage match after SummerSlam, was the cementing of CM Punk's heel persona. And doesn't it seem strange that Jeff Hardy's name hasn't faded into obscurity since his departure? That breaks an unwritten rule in the WWE. I have a feeling this Rainbow Haired Warrior isn't quite done yet. This storyline's not over. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
and now...
It was just so beautifully done and just so beautifully played. And all CM Punk, and I'm sorry, Rob, had to do was just call out the guy that every fan loves. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. And... a person who a couple of my friends from Jersey call fucking hot. Moving on. The Gordon Solie Award. The award for announcer of the year. In tribute to one of the best announcers of the year of all time, Gordon Solie.
The best.
Yeah, the best.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And there's no doubt who won it this year.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, Matt Stryker.
Woo-hoo!
There you go.
And accepting this award on his behalf is once again Nikki Haman.
Matt Stryker has found his niche. Starting with his fine work in ECW, which he did with a smile on his face and a song in his heart, especially when Hurricane re-debuted, to which he opened every single booklet he had on Nerd between comics and gaming and music and, good Lord, two or three other directions.
Yeah.
The man spoke plenty of Nerd to keep ECW rolling. When he was asked to transfer to SmackDown, he has done so with such elan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To the point of bringing up biblical references during a six-man tag involving Luke Gallows, calling some of his repertoire the Gospel of Luke, enough to make me throw a couple of pillows at my television screen. Matt Stryker probably walked backstage and shook hands with Dennis Miller and said, "You are my idol."
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Love you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now we get to the... Unfortunately, I have an announcement to make. Joey Styles couldn't be here to do this award, so I have to do it for you.
Uh-oh.
It's time for the... Oh, my God! Moment of the year.
Lame.
Now, these are moments that were just overall shocking. The moments that just came out of nowhere. And here are the nominees. Hogan to TNA. Sheamus, new WWE champion. Shane quits WWE. And Nigel McGuinness and Brian Danielson quit, leave Ring of Honor. And the award
Top
goes
one.
To... Shane quits WWE. To explain this one, we go to Jason Block.
Everyone thought that Shane was, and on camera, Shane was known as the heir apparent. In the fall of 2009, I don't remember the exact date, we got a press release saying that Shane McMahon has left the WWE completely and taken off the board. Rumors were flying as what he was going to do. Is he joining his mother's Senate campaign? Is he joining UFC? Is he starting his own wrestling promotion? Is he just going to relax and talk, you know, deal with his wife and two kids? The fact that everyone, first of all, no one saw this coming. No one, there was no press leak. There was no sheet writing. This just came out of the blue. No one saw it. But the big question is, what is Shane going to do? And the tongues are still wagging as to why and where and what. And the fact that we're still talking about it makes this the most shocking moment of 2009 by far. Thank you very much.
And now it's time for everybody's favorite part of the Sparky Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Sparky!
Good Dragon!
The worst.
Ah, yes.
Now time for the worst in wrestling in 2009. Had some great moments, but you gotta admit, there have been some really bad moments this year.
Yeah.
Epically bad. So let's start off with worst male wrestler in the WWE.
This will be fun.
A lot of competition for this one. Now, we only wish Braden Walker was still with the WWE so it'd be an easier competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, with my switchboard down.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Your nominees are... Tyler Rex.
Boo.
Boo.
Ted DiBiase.
Boo.
Ooh.
Huh?
Ooh.
All
right. Hey, your soundboard's back up. Randy Orton.
Boo.
There you go.
Boo.
More like it.
And John Cena.
I was saying who earned.
And the winner is... Randy Orton!
Hopefully the baby oil doesn't change the flavor.
Oh!
Wow!
Baby oil!
You almost made me set my pop back up. I'm hope you're happy.
Oh, good Lord.
You're welcome.
Oh, my.
Here's the person who puts the baby oil on.
Yes, exactly.
Right. We will not do much stuff this because we have to hurry up with this a little bit. We've took too much time.
All right.
Worst male wrestler for the rest. We have... Rob Terry, Booker T, Jesse Neal, and Kevin Nash. And the winner is... Kevin Nash! And now it's time for the...
Screw your moves!
Yes.
Worst female wrestler of the year. We have Jillian Hall.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh. Lacey Von Erich. Rosa Mendez. And Jenna Maraska.
That should be
and the winner is Jenna, the tribe has spoken.
Thank you very much.
Screw your boobs, Jenna.
One match was more than enough to figure this one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me.
So now we get to worst tag team of the year. We have MVP Mark Henry or the team of Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah!
And the guy who's banging Sherry Shepherd.
Whoa!
Ow!
Fallen! The Ruthless Roundtable of Vladimir Kozlov and Ezekiel Jackson. The Not Caring Guys of Scott Steiner and Booker T. And the Job Squad of TNA, Sheik Abdul-Bashir and Kiyoshi. Winner is... The Ruthless Roundtable! And here to accept the award on their behalf is Will... Oh? Okay. I've just been informed that William Regal will not be here to accept this award. So, on behalf of William Regal, I will accept this award and say that this team was just full of this.
Yep, and that's the reason why they are there.
Yep. Worst stable of the year.
Oh, God.
We have World Elite, the TNA Frontline, Main Event Mafia, and Legacy.
Baby oil!
It never gets old.
And the winner is... Legacy!
Baby oil!
There you go.
Yes, a boring leader... And two just, horrible.
Generic.
Not quite.
And now we get to worst match of the year. Some tough choices here. Mm. Ironically, only with six wrestlers in between them. Here are your nominees. Jenna Charmel. Cena versus Orton, Hell in a Cell. Vicky versus Santina in a hog pen match. And Cena versus Orton, I quit match. Your winner is. No, sit down, Vicky. You didn't win.
Oh.
It is. Cena versus Orton. Hell in a Cell.
I can tell you about this because I was there live for this.
Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell. I was there live in Newark. This was an absolutely boring, terrible, horrible match where Orton even missed the finisher. It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was just And to even let it go even further, Nikki has a statistic about this match.
Oh, this statistic.
Retime this. Randy Orton executed a move during this match every 2 minutes. That is inexcusable. So, Randy, thank you for being the first man to phone in a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was Nikki Nito's stat of the night.
No, it was the Need for Spaz, and it just proved how bad that match was.
I agree.
But wait.
Worst pay-per-view of the year.
The December to Disaster Award.
Yes, the December to Disaster Award. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Excuse me.
The winner, the nominees are Breaking Point, Extreme Rules, Victory Road, and Hell in a Cell. And the winner is... Hell in a Cell!
There you go. Yeah, because...
And Jason, explain why.
I'll explain why. It took... You had three Hell in a Cell matches. Unfortunately, the one match that should have closed the pay-per-view because of Undertaker's injury or you know, recovery time was put first and was the best of the three. And there was no blood. There was no blood in three Hell in a Cell matches. I could have spent my time watching 3 hours of my Hell in a Cell DVD and been more entertained, to be honest. It was terrible.
There you go.
I mean,
The Kennel from Hell match was better than Cena Orton.
Ow. I think Undertaker Boss Man would have fit well on that pay-per-view.
All right. Now it's time for the meat, the worst storyline of the year.
Ooh.
The storyline that took out too much time and nobody cared.
Irony.
We have Hornswoggle and DX. Hornswoggle Chavo.
I sense a theme here.
Well, the theme is over. ODB versus Cody Deaner. And Cena Orton.
Oh, I wonder who'll win.
All right, Jim, guess who won?
The Ladder of the Four.
And that would be?
Cena Orton.
That's our winner.
Bingo.
Which gets the last one of this.
Baby oil.
See, what happened was they were trying to just push this rivalry down our throats for the past 2 years, and in 2009, no one cared. It was over. It was done. People wanted to see something different.
Absolutely.
To the point that I left my seat for 25 minutes during the Iron Man match because I didn't care.
There you go. That's something.
Mm. And now it's time for the David Crockett Award.
Okay.
The worst announcer of the year. There's only three announcers that made it this year.
Okay.
You have Don West. We have Michael Cole.
Oh, my.
And we have Jerry Lawler.
Puppies!
And the winner is Michael Cole.
Oh my!
I should have taken the thank you cue as well.
Yeah.
Oh man!
You didn't just get the soundbite from Monday night. Yes!
I had that on my computer. Maybe I can play it. Hold on a second here.
Almost here.
I'm kidding, people. All right. Here we go.
We got time.
Let's give this a shot, kids. There you go.
All right.
Nice.
Now it's time for the get the fuck... Shut up. Now it's time for the get the fuck out award.
Oh. Okay.
What?
Ooh. Get the fuck out award. This is the award for the stuff that just need to go away. Don't come back. Ever. And we got... This is all WWE this time around.
Gee, what a surprise.
Really?
We got Hornswoggle. The WWE going PG.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Raw guest host. and the Raw broadcast team.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
Notice the theme.
It's all from the quote-unquote A show.
From the longest-running weekly episode. Sorry.
Yeah.
And the winner is... PGWWE.
We want blood.
We want cheese graters.
We want blood.
I want blood. At this point, I'd even accept the Vince McMahon kiss my ass club.
There you go.
We have to come to a new low.
Show us your tits. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. All right. Now, at long last, the worst. Me, Typho, Josh, Nikki, and Jason all selected the worst moment of the year in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nikki, we'll start with you.
Oh, I thought you wrote these down.
I did write it down. Now I need you to explain it.
Essentially, we're talking about that one point during the year that you put your head in your hands and say, "My God, why am I a wrestling fan?"
Yes.
Makes you want to take a chair to your own head.
And what would that be?
Well, I could joke and say mine was the fact that I blew a stunner that was supposed to be given to me by Shark Boy, but that doesn't count.
And by the way, I'd like to mention that all of our single worst moments of the year immediately go into room 101.
And to be very honest, Rob, I wish you had written them down because I forgot what I said.
I have it written down.
Okay.
Al Sharpton, Raw guest host.
Ooh, that was pretty bad.
I was there live. It sucks.
I'm so sorry, VRM. I am so sorry. Because,
At least we got the fighting on the cell. At least we had that.
Yeah.
And that sound means we go to Stat Boy.
If I remember correctly, mine was that match from Victory Road. Jenna Maraska, Charmel. Am I correct? Of course I am. Jenna Maraska, a woman from Survivor, a reality show, attempts to wrestle for the first time on pay-per-view. You don't, and I repeat, do not put a person with almost zero wrestling experience and just throw her out there on pay-per-view. You're bound to get something bad, especially since her opponent, Charmel, isn't that good of a wrestler at all. Those two combined? Yeah. She just needs thrown in. And GTFO, Jenna Maraska, we don't
actually
need you here.
She completely sluttied it up in her ring presence either. Typho, we go to
true.
You.
All right. If I remember correctly what I picked, it couldn't even be narrowed down to one specific incident. Because, like Nikki said, it's something that makes you put your head in your hands and say, "Why am I a wrestling fan?" That is the feeling that I get pretty much each and every week on Monday Night Raw when I see Hornswoggle on my TV screen. Oh, boy. Whether it was feuding with Chavo Guerrero and beating him over and over and over and over and over and over and over in the most useless stipulation matches of all time, whether it's his stuff with DX where he's some sort of a member of DX, I guess, I don't know, I really don't care. Anytime he's on screen, that question crosses my mind.
I was at the show where they put Chavo in the cow suit, and I still think that was hilarious.
Moo.
Yes.
Moo. Okay, Jason, now, I have yours written down. Explain this one.
All right. For me, this is the worst moment of 2009 by far. And it's Hogan signing with TNA.
No, you changed that one.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
What did I change it to? I forget.
The Fall and Rise and
The Fall and Rise and Fall of Jeff Hardy. Wow. Jeff Hardy was on the cusp. Jeff Hardy started the year as champion. He had beaten both, I believe, Edge and Triple H at Armageddon 2008, if I am not mistaken, correct?
You're right, and you got to host, you and Nikki got to host the show because of that.
Yes. Then he lost the belt, I forget to whom, but he then had a feud with his brother. But then a wonderful man by the name of CM Punk started to call him out. And then not only did Jeff Hardy's run for the last, for the five, it was about 5 month run, thereabouts, from the early part of the summer till the end of SummerSlam, till that cage match, was the best feud of the year by far. It brought CM Punk to major league status and brought Jeff Hardy to superface status. And then he left the company. 2 weeks later.
1 week later.
Yeah, 1 week later. He was arrested with a shitload of drugs and drug paraphernalia, and everyone just said, why, Jeff, why? What the fuck were you thinking? His court case has not been delayed through 2010, but why is Jeff Hardy's name being still being promoted on WWE? We do not know. This story isn't going over, but to me, this was the worst moment because, let me tell you something, I know, Robert, how much you hated Jeff Hardy and what he stood for.
Yeah.
And, you know, we thought he was clean. Is he clean? I don't know. We don't know. This story isn't going away, but let me tell you something. His rise and fall, his crash and burn this year was a story for the ages.
Yeah.
Without question.
Now, if he is found to be clean, he will be taken out of Room 101.
Yeah.
Now we get to my choice for the worst of 2009. Now,
You know, you didn't say this online, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
In the chat, I did mention this as the worst, my moment for worst of the year. You guys thought after how I spoke harshly about the Slammies a few days ago, I was going to put that in as the worst of the year, but that wasn't the worst of the year. No, my choice for worst moment of the year has to be when we all figured out that the Raw guest hosts were shit. My choice, Jeremy Piven and Dr. Ken.
Mm-hmm.
They acted like not even seven-year-old marks. They acted like 40-year-old marks in the ring, all hopped up on candy and stoned out of their ever-loving minds. Jeremy Piven was over the top and annoying. Dr. Ken was 10 times worse. Then when they decided to get into the ring, Jeremy Piven proved that not only can't he do anything right in the ring, he also can't make a funny movie. He is the least funny thing on Entourage. And his movie, The Goods, sucked ass.
Mm-hmm.
But in wrestling way, Jeremy Piven, Dr. Ken, worst guest host of the year, and worst moment of the year in 2009.
They were already in the room, though. They were already in the room.
I know, but I'm throwing them in there again. A legitimate throwing in the room. VRM, what was your moment? Quickly.
It would have to be, it would have to be Piven for me.
Huh?
It's like,
there'll
I
be
can't
Piven and a game throwing.
Okay. All right. That ends our show for 2009. We'll be back January the 8th in 2010. Thanks to BRM, Typho, Jason Block, Stepboy Josh Henniger, Nikki Heyman, our announcer Jim Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you very much, guys. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays from all of us here at the North American Wrestling Connection. This is Robert Seilman saying goodbye. We will see you in 2010 on January the 8th. Jim, take us home.
Good night and good luck. I don't know what to say.
We're done. Happy
New Year. Nutter Center on January
4th. People, stay safe. Don't drink and drive, please.
Just drink.
Yes.
And if you have to drive, use a cooler.
Yes, yes. Cold.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
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 January 4th. January 4th.